Good evening and welcome to KILI Storytelling Hour. My name is Brian Sergeant Cloud. And I come up here every Wednesday from 5 to 6 and I bring you a story, Iktomi story, education, and Lakota language. And I just came up a few minutes ago and it is very hot out there. And some of you are going home from work, and this time of the day is the hottest. So take your time, turn your air conditioner on or turn it off, save gas, and roll your window down and relax and listen to KILI 90.1 Porcupine Butte, 88.7 Minneluzaha, Rapid City, KILIRadio.org on the internet. Tona nagupana kamhenali la pilau maya. Tona tuktek tel washa chano na ya kalap. Okhatelo. Changpa pshneva nakuli lo khate chale. Khakate ke akh uli apke onak. Tuksaya kik chano nupa. Ona ha apetu kele lila washte bolha. Toksa iwan ka kapta. He. Lea petu ki ha. Le. Vitashi tanchan le. Oyanke ki le. Makota ya pi ki le glukini pi ya. He. Revitalization el ki le a glukini pi e trinkt. Mena na kum. Nji. Nji ya. Tua yu hasse cha toksa. Vacha tona na kapta na kam hen na. Khtayati wa shte yu hoa na ha. Ilama ya pelo, ona ha, hihaniki ake omnichet, ona he mazash kushkan na pchium kahetam kia apikte, ona he unash mazash kushkan nupa mahenu kiustakte, ho hele iapi galu kini pia, ho he kawachipi, le voskate hechia, hechi lamhata, hechi he vota. Ota pisa, chahetsit kalamata hel wa kel hinkt het hanka, chaho hetkt. Ook zou ik hem jout gaan. Het zou lee met hij natuurlijk twee hinnen ha. Dan ook pia hitcha lilium ook. Dan was agme. Zo genaamd ja, dat kon.
Ha, ja. Lila ampetu was de. Hier heb ik twee werk daarna. Han kalau mana ya, lela. Apa tu wajib blok di blok jangka iya cipta, cipta tema wajib. Naya le, apa tu ada mini capung kita unko yang hana. Oka hinggalah cerit kya, ali yang kya sa. Inilah ta yusnu. Ja, mich an Beto Astello habe ich jetzt erste.
Aha, hope to love you. Thank you, Karen. And before we get into our discussion here, today I was talking to some of the people that came to the meeting, and today is the last day of July. And some of you will be going back to work Monday. And most, like where I work, we go back August 12th. The summer is here, and it seems like it's gone. So enjoy what is left. Enjoy the Wachipi. Today it's called Powwow. Enjoy it and be safe. And there's going to be a lot of people. We just came from a meeting over there at the power grounds, and already there's many cars, many people. People are moving about.
Moving in.
Moving in. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Good show, good parade.
Good food.
Good food. So enjoy yourself. Have fun. And the meeting that we have was the when President Brewer took office, he wanted to, one of his initiatives was the Lakota language. And so far we have, I think this will be our third meeting.
Yes.
Yeah, three meetings. And we started off in Mandaneescu. I think we had it twice over there. And then now we're at the Powell grounds. And then maybe the next one will be planned after tomorrow. And tomorrow they will be making that word plan. And today we had a lot of good discussions, good ideas, good talks about the language, the culture. And it's really great. And we have the education department from the Rosebud Sioux tribe came. And then we have some people like Ishnawicha Owayawa came, Changpeopi came, and we all see Wogalaka Owayawa came. So that's really good. So if you are listening, and if you are a Lakota teacher, or if you work, or if you are on a board with a school, you are invited to come to that meeting tomorrow. It'll be around, it'll be at 9 o'clock.
Yes, we need your input.
Mm-hmm. We need ideas, inputs, yes. And the, for me, what I see here is, and I want to thank Tony. You're listening. Thank you, Tony, for coordinating this meeting. With, I must thank Karen too. You guys did a good job. And what I see here is working together and sharing ideas. And I know that, you know, we have talked about some of these ideas, but the thing that I see is that we all want to go in one direction, work together, share, and it is for our Lakota language. And today I just came in here and I saw this article in the Lakota Country Times, and I see where it says that 10% of the only 10% speak the Lakota language. Under, if I read it, I just glanced at it, but under like all elders speak Lakota language. So think about it. Why is it like this? And that's what we're trying to fix. Trying to get together, we're trying to get ideas, and we're trying to make ourselves really look around and maybe even start speaking Lakota at home. I heard some really good discussions there and about the language, and it's the one word, there's two words that I heard there, and one of them was Wachinkanka. Wachinkanka, and the other one was, I want to learn the Lakota language. And there's others that I didn't write down, and I'm sure Karen wrote them down. But there was some really good information there. So, remember, tomorrow at 9 at the Powell grounds, underneath the tent, big tent, near the cook shack. And I think we took some notes. We had a meeting at Wounded Knee District School, and Karen took some notes, and we wanted to share maybe just two or three, and just share those. You can call them concerns, you can call them ideas, or you can call them something that we need to ponder, think, something that we need to think about. So maybe you can give me one of those and see, and we'll share with the audience here. For the, so I want to thank all you listeners. This is about the Lakota language.
In my notes, there's this one, sovereignty. The Lakota language of sovereignty. Hey, you.
So if everybody speaks the Lakota language, then you strengthen that word sovereignty, what sovereignty is.
I mean, you have sovereignty, you're stronger.
Okay.
Because you determine your future.
Mm-hmm. Yes. When you speak the Lakota language,
you don't let anything get in the way.
Okay. That's good.
You have the right to speak your language.
Okay. Sovereignty el kile nie takwe chanukte ichi yapi maloha namakocha maloha na nie taku echanukte kile na nie ilukchan echanuk. That is one of them. If you speak the Lakota language, then you strengthen that sovereignty because you have a language.
Now, there's another one that kind of stood out for me was certifying our own Lakota language teachers.
That came up that one meeting at Chakpe Ope Owayawa.
Right now, the state and the federal government dictates to us.
That's a big, big
concern.
Something that we heard before. Right now, where I work, we want a Lakota teacher in the kindergarten, or maybe first grade. That's where we concentrate the language. And that word will come up. This person must be certified. That means have the teaching credentials that'll get that certification through the state. Right, so there's some states where I believe it was in Washington State, where the Lakota or the tribe there, they do their own certification. Now I heard that somewhere, one of the conferences. But here, it is when you finish school, then you send that to a peer, and then they will issue your certificate. That's a question that's been around for many, many years, and today we have some schools will hire a person to teach the Lakota language if they have that Lakota language certificate from the Oglala Lakota College. And some schools will not. They will say you have to have a teaching certificate from the state. So that's where it stands. So that's important.
Among the comments, someone mentioned that our tribe should have our own certification office. Keep a list of all the people as resources.
Yeah, that discussion came up too. Resource people. Lakota speakers in each community. Have a list of all the fluent Lakota speakers who have expertise in, let's say, drumsticks, or maybe drum, or quill work, kabubu bread maker, wozapi maker, and then have them come to the school and tell this expertise in the Lakota language. And we have done that. And here at Wounded Knee, and we started out really good, and then we started to we ended up where people began to we got into look at bilingual things, like they will do their presentations in the English language instead of the Lakota language. So the discussion was these resource people should be talking Lakota when they do that presentation at the schools, and they will have a list of all these names, just like we have some people from Wounded Knee that got up and talked in Lakota. Those people are resource people.
There's another speaker who said, our language tells us what to do.
Our language tells us what to do. Okay.
So we need to live the language. It is our lifeline. I thought about it, and yeah, that is true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I might be a little when you hear something in the English language, you keep hearing it, and then you're going to do that. But if you think Lakota, then you're going to think about it before you do what you hear in the English language. That's such a chesed.
We need to bring awareness to the Lakota public that without our language, we are no longer a nation.
That is a big comment. Yeah. We have what happens if down the road nobody speaks Lakota? And then you still call yourself a Lakota nation. So think about that. So to right now, something else I heard, just conversation after the meeting was. What we're doing here is good. It is really good. But maybe we should have done this 10 years ago, 5 years ago. Like that. Those kind of thoughts come. Maybe, is it too late? No. To me, what we're doing now, I think, right now, what we're doing now is good. Maybe it is late, but right now we still have the Tfotla speakers. And we do have young people out there that speak Lakota. I don't know where they are, but you're out there. But the school population is where we're really concerned, the young people. And there, the discussion is, we're really working with the younger ones, just like the childcare, the kindergarten, the first graders, like these immersion school, the Hualaka, the Waldorf school, if they're doing Lakota there, and then like the one did me. We concentrate with the kindergarten first and third, and then I wonder if we're like not doing enough for the 8th graders and 7th graders, or maybe the high schools. I wonder if they're working with the seniors and juniors. I don't know. See, that's another thing why we have these meetings. Even if you work at a K-8 school, you're concerned about 9th graders, 10th graders. So that is why we meet so we can share. And maybe like if you're from Crazy Horse or Pine Ridge or Red Cloud, Kyle, then you can talk about what you're doing there. And maybe you can say, well, we're teaching the 12th graders every day. Or maybe you can see what's going on. And that's sharing. And there's people out there that are concerned. Because right now, like for me, and I'm sure somebody that works in Loneman, they don't know what other schools are doing. And maybe that's not for our business, but then for the Lakota language, to make it really strong, to stand strong, we need to all share and see if we're all doing what we can to help these younger people speak Lakota.
Another thing that came up was enforce the use of a Lakota language, because we have a tribal resolution instead of ordinance that stated that Lakota language is the official language. And then I heard one young woman say that the language should be, the language is not being enforced.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just something to think about.
The over in the Cheyenne River reservation, they have an ordinance 66, and if you read that, it says in there that they even have a compliance officer at one time, and he's still there, cultural compliance officer. That person, according to his job description, will enforce that ordinance 66. Now, that ordinance 66 says 8th graders will learn this much. By the time they finish 12th grade, they even have their word in there, they should be fluent speakers. Now, is that going on? No. And is that enforced? No. And we do have like the Rosebud resolution. They have most recent one was they made their language the official language, the Lakota language, how they speak, how they write. And our nation, they have a resolution that says our official language is the Dakota language. But they don't have I don't think they have anything in there that says they will be fluent or they should be taking this many years. I don't think that's in it. So yes, there are resolutions, there are ordinances out there to saying that we should teach these children the Dakota language.
Another one that came up too was a strategic plan that we all need to get together and do a strategic plan
for the language. That'll be for all the schools.
For the whole tribe.
No. It would be really nice if they can do one like Rosebud and Pine Ridge and Eagle Butte, maybe even Standing Rock, Cool Creek. They all do the plan, and then they all get together and see where they stand.
We're all looking towards each other, so yeah. I think we need to do that.
Yeah. I think we had one comment today where maybe this, I don't want to name, like he said, this one particular program, they don't help other Dakota studies. So sometimes that happens. Sometimes we just work in our own little group and we don't share, or we don't tell people, or we don't help people with methodology.
Don't get involved.
Yeah, or we don't get involved. And, so, you know, those things go on. And maybe because of those things, this percentage will keep going down. And, you know, like, they just had a Salazar payment on the Cheyenne River Reservation. I thought they had more than 30,000, but they said there's something like 25,000 that were paid. So maybe they only have 30,000. So if there's only 200 speakers on the Cheyenne River Reservation, then that's way below 10%. So, you know, there's reservations that are really low. So those are it's really important this to really think about this is really good, this initiative, because just listening to all these comments and sit there and listen to them, and they really have good comments, especially the ladies from Wambali. They had really good comments, and also the people from Rosebud. Lila Panwagalakwa, Lila Tanwa Ehapi, and Lila Unakawashta, Nahichit, Okehitanwak. And I was really, before I forget, I was really glad to see Nikohel Tanshi, Hina, Helike, Gerald, Hina, Wanakwe, Hina Isha Hotha, Tawashte. We just completed they planned 2 days of meeting, today and then tomorrow. So tomorrow, Karen and Tuni, they decided to start at 9:00.
You know, there's in reading the comments and notes, there's several times this question came up, is where do we go from here?
Where do we go from here? I think that's for me. I think that we need to make ourselves strong. We need to work together, and we need to know where we are. All of a sudden, next year or 5 years down the road, you look around, and you're not going to have these resources that we have. Right now, our resources are scarce in the communities, in the school areas. So, it is very important that we start bringing in people as the resource people. I think that's my comment on that. Where do we go from here? And the other thing is, language nest was mentioned too. Language nest is like your home. It's not a school that's called language nest. It's not a program. A program could be called a language nest, but a language nest is your living room. You speak Lakota, that's a nest. It's, even if it's just you and your child,
yeah,
or you and your wife or your husband and your child,
yeah,
that's a nest.
Yeah.
And it'd be really good if you bring in someone else that don't speak
Lakota. Include, yeah. Include others, yeah.
Another comment was like when we have meetings, like you hear that up here, like City Radio, we have Lakota speakers up here every day, and that's, you know, people listen to that, and they learn words, they learn sentences or thoughts, and they understand. Because there's some of you listeners, you can understand. But it's maybe the talking that you can't do. So you need practice. When you need practice, you talk to someone that speaks Lakota and you listen to them. And then the other one is people learn Lakota. I run into two people today that speak Lakota. And they're not Lakota, but they speak fluent Lakota. So it can be done. It's up to you. If you want to learn, you're going to learn. But I would say that if you want to learn, you also have to have someone that'll motivate you and help you listen. That's really important. So that's all. I'm going to about the meeting. So just remember one more meeting, and then they're going to plan another one. And then this question, where do we go from here? That might be asked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's important. Mm-hmm. Because we need to bring something out. What are we going to do? Mm-hmm. You know, there's in one of these papers, mentioned that other people should be involved, like tribal council, they said, tribal presidents, school board members, elders, mm-hmm, and young people. Mm-hmm. I mean, just about everyone.
Yeah.
So
it's not just like we there's a meeting going over there, but you don't, because you're not interested, and maybe you don't care. Even if you're like on a board, or even if you're on the council, or if you're on the Lakota Studies director or principal or teacher, and then the thought there would be like, oh yeah, they'll take care of it. There's teachers out there that speak Lakota. Well, no, everybody has to be involved to make it strong. Now here's some notes that I have. And where do we go from here? Maybe this will help. And these are steps. what steps do we take to revitalize this language? And then I underlined, there's 10 things that are, that's written down here. And
what are they?
Remember the teachings of our ancestors.
And, remember the teachings of our ancestors.
Where you came from. So maybe that
know
means,
your history. Huh?
Yeah, know your history. And I heard that there at the meeting today.
Yeah.
Know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And know where you come from.
Yeah.
And those people that taught you, like you and I, they speak Lakota. And they live that culture. And that's that life, what do we call it? Life ways.
Huh.
That's it. We live that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then the other one is, remember, it is not the fault of our ancestors why we cannot speak. We need to recognize that the fault lies within the philosophy of the oppressors. So it's not your grandma or and your mom or your grandma, but who's the oppressor here? Maybe
outside forces.
Schools.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that. Mm-hmm. So just remember that.
Language and media.
Mm-hmm. And then it says here, include culture with language. But then, see, that's, we always say that culture is language. Language is culture. You cannot separate those two. Teach the spirit as well as the meaning of the words. Otherwise, the language is doomed, like Latin and the Catholic Church. When it conducted its ceremonies in Latin, no one understood what was being said, and it became a ritualistic, mechanically orchestrated performance. That's a big load.
A frozen language of it.
If you don't understand what is being said, how can you understand the spiritual values of your sacred language? That's a mouthful. Mm-hmm. That's, think about that. Rediscover, another one here, it says, rediscover or build the resistor factor and teach it to our learners. That resistor factor will be, resistor factor. I know that will guide you. Maybe things that you do or things that, like, we always say, something that, that's in your way. I can't think of any examples right now. Okay, number 6. Train speakers to become teachers. They are speakers, but not the authoritarian when it comes to instruction.
That is very true.
Is it?
That is very true. Lahaw Lakota speakers, Lakolia Benna, these first language speakers, they don't displace each other.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then, speak your language first. Some good speakers may never learn to read and write their native language. Reading and writing is secondary. So, like in the Lakota language, we always say, "Anagopta unispekte." Listen, learn, and then worry about it, writing and reading.
Speak.
Uh-huh. So that's it. And saving your language becomes your personal charge and duty.
Yes.
That's the
for every one of us. Untono ulak khota bheche.
And what I just went through, that reading and writing, there is a methodology called TPR, Total Physical Response. And on that one, it says that you visualize, you hear, you understand, and then speak. To learn your language, one good example there is that Latin. Don't talk about what you will do. Do it and show it. The total physical response. So these are just little guidelines to revitalizing the language. Immersion is something that is really hard to do. You cannot just speak lakhota for as soon as they come through that door. Nothing but lakhota until they leave. That's hard to do today. But immersion, as you use as much lakhota as possible, that is our immersion. Now, when you go other places, maybe that's possible. So today, it's we use all kinds of methodologies, and then there's the bottom line is do not give up. Do not give up. And if you want to learn a Lakota language, and if you're serious, you're going to learn it. This is a storytelling. Now I have this is going to be in Lakota. Iktumi meets a monster, and it's going to be in Lakota. So listen, and I hope maybe you can ask someone that speaks Lakota. Ikto omani hiaya, chehan iawa, ishtima chpaya. Doki lila ipicha amashte ichiachpa. Iktomi machagana na pchinkta ikcha. Gana ia tishtana tibin. Kta ikhopche. Ichi ia kihena vichasha naish mamakhashka gash. Te vichaya bi ukihi. Chanke tokish ke gnaing te ki yukta najihe. Ea heche tu kakesh yukhichin naha hei hei kiktayoe. Lecha placha uinkte loe. Nikha kiktahiyayena. Niancha ikto kacek iaya. Mika ikto he. Itho misha wania na yamahe echia inktelo e. Mika hechela gnayashke. Ikto me he. Makochena ta kukilena yuha wakaje. Maheha vichashawa. Shita Lila Shita Tawakara Chahe Nye Loi Chake Ia Mata Vijakala Unshilite Gapi Ho Hitchilas Hit Ho Hitchish Gichi Yai Nika Ikdomi Hey, misun, naku misun ya, misun. Eas takuku koyakpa huwe, manuhe tok takun iukchancho. Takuku koyakpa huwe ya, ke khan iya hey, chie, khlakhla, chancho ghamna ha, shio thangka hana, khwaki peloe. Nkha ikto hey, Misa, mis ya hechichi khwaki pei loe. Ho misa, lil oyate wa tipi chahel uinkte loe. Na wana khayela yapi chahan ikdomi heye. Ho misa, lil yan kayoe. Dwaya minikte loe. Ho, hechich ya ena. Nyakina ikdomi yaya. Na wana wichoti ele ihoni na hea. Ia wa kichiwa ukta. Taku ki lena kukipre iloe. Khwakhwa. Chanchewa. Na shio thaka. Cha. Heche lena. Lohapi cha. Wie ya. Nayaji pi kihal lewagani na kichi ti egana wahiyu kiha ayash apik talo ye chukhe ea pahawa vichoti el uyanka cha wye ya naji pi ske chukhe wana ikto Ia ki hel ki ki na hea ho misam oyate thangka tipi chahel uink uin na ha tipi ki ha uyawa na ha akhiya chel vichun tink taloe eche na wana ki chi ti ega na yap Han wana oyate kiha na taa hiu na khwakhwa kiha awichaka khwakhwa pi na chanchera kiha kabu pi shio thaka maya jop ata awicha shapi na iya ki kat api chanke iya ake api Ta ota cha ota ileapi na hel cha ota ileapi na hel ichpeati cha chudnagash ke etzigal a little kota tales and texts that he watched. Time gana inupa ke ha tuksa washitu yoblak. Next week I will tell this in the English language.
Can I niche and tap on who you can wash day a glow? That only trumpet. And then she hear on little Kulia Piki high, need hoppy. Don't ask now. Me, my luck hot, I am niche after her, and you luck hot after. Then she hear on a look hot ya piki le, nakiti jipe. Nagloni jape. Na trokata kia gluha yape
betrinkt. Remember, there's a meeting this Lakota Language Initiative, Lakota Language Revitalization meeting tomorrow, 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. at the Power Grounds, right next to the cook shop. So we will see you over there tomorrow. Have a good evening, and we will bring you another story next week. Pilau yapu.
The 23rd Annual National International Native American Indian Alcoholics Anonymous Convention is set for October 17, 18, 19, and 20th at the Best Western Ramkota Hotel and Conference in Rapid City. This is an AA convention. All AA members are welcome. There's a dance, a raffle, a speaker meeting.